JM and the AM on a Wednesday morning broadcast. Reminder, this coming Shabbos and Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. I was under the impression that Nader Balor and the amazing committee of people that assist him in putting together Rosh Chodesh programs would be very active this coming Sunday. After all, it is Sunday Rosh Chodesh, but apparently they're going to be very active Shabbos and Sunday. Imagine that. Nader Balor, pleasure to welcome you back to JM and the AM.
Good morning. Pleasure, as always, to be with you, Nachum. Thank you for having me.
How was Tefillah this morning? It started about, what, 10 minutes to 5? Is that correct? Or
It started at 10 minutes to 5, but I wasn't there until 5.
All right. At least you got it in. You got in Nates, right? I mean, that's the bottom line.
Of course.
The Rosh Chodesh Tammuz weekend, as you're calling it, is going to feature Moshe Storch and Noah Solomon, and it's going to begin on Friday night, this coming Friday night, in Englewood, New Jersey. Is anybody who's near Englewood this coming Shabbat, you have a unique opportunity. They'll have a Friday night minyan at 420 Booth Avenue, and then an Onik Shabbos starting at 9:30 p.m. at 140 Glenwood in Englewood, New Jersey. So you didn't feel it was enough for Rosh Chodesh Tammuz to just do something on Sunday. You wanted to include a whole Shabbos program.
Yeah, it's not that often we get an opportunity to have it both on Shabbat and Sunday. And then, you know, it's the 4th of July weekend, so we thought, hey, let's go for it.
It's pretty cool. And again, on Friday night, it's going to include the Tefillah, which I'm sure is going to be very inspiring, plus the Onik Shabbat. Shabbat morning is interesting because I don't remember what you had told me. Did you tell me, in fact, that the Nate's effort is only 6 days a week and not Shabbat? Or am I wrong about that?
No. It's I pray every day, and I'm going to be praying myself with the minyan. But we couldn't get the musicians to come that early in the morning, so we had to create an extra minion, extra later minion to accommodate them, and you know, this way I think we'll get a lot more of a crowd also on a Shabbat morning to do it later.
So we can confirm it's 7 days a week, and your commitment is consistent every single day, including Shabbat, and that means you're going to start Tefillah this coming Shabbat about 4:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
That's not easy, but Kol HaKavod, and you have nine others at least, if not more, are going to be doing it, which is pretty cool. And then the official program calls for Torah study at 7:45, and then Shacharis, followed by lunch, is going to begin at 10:15 a.m., the special service, as Nader Balor just described to us, which, of course, will include Hallel, special Musaf for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, etc. And that's happening at 140 Glenwood in Englewood, New Jersey. And if that's not enough, on Shabbat afternoon, they're actually going to be getting together for Mincha and Sudat Shlishit, this one at 420 Booth in Englewood, and that starts at 7:45 p.m. By the way, this entire flyer and WhatsApp group, etc., all of this is accessible to everybody. They encourage everybody to join these Rosh Chodesh groups. If you want to be part of it, the easiest thing for this audience to do is to email me, nachum@nachumsiegel.com. I'll be more than happy to send you all the information for this coming Shabbat and Sunday. And then, of course, the pièce de résistance, we'll call it that, on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, Sunday morning, at the Alpine Marina. It will be what we have gotten used to from this incredible Hashkama Nates group, and that is a musical hallel and breakfast, all starting at, I guess, what, about 4:45 in the morning? Does that make sense, Nader?
5 a.m.
Oh, at 5 a.m. you're going to start. They're going to start at 5 a.m., and they'll have a musical hallel. All the musicians, of course, I assume will make it to that, right, on Sunday morning.
Yeah, we'll let them sleep Saturday night, well.
And then, of course, all this is happening with a breakfast and celebration of Rosh Chodesh at the Alpine Marina. Now, you said it's the 4th of July week. We know it's a summer weekend. We know, obviously, it's limited because of proximity. It's Shabbat, after all. Are you expecting a big crowd or not this coming weekend?
Shabbat, probably about 30 to 35 at different times. But Sunday, I think at least 200, 250 people. Last time in Brooklyn, we had about 350 people, which is wonderful. It was very active. So people like to daven outside. This place is amazing because there's a kind of a gazebo there, massive gazebo. So there's a roof under you, but at the same time, you're on the Hudson. You're literally on the Hudson, and you see the sun rise in front of you as you pray Amida. So it's an incredible view, and we've done it before. We did it the same time last year, and it was beautiful.
How are we looking weather-wise for Sunday? Has anybody checked yet?
No, but it will be good.
You know it'll be good no matter what, and you're certainly not going to check yet. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz weekend with Moshe Storch and Noah Solomon. You heard it all. Friday night, Shabbat morning, Shabbat afternoon, Sudat Shlishit. It's all happening in Englewood, New Jersey on Sunday morning. That's when the crowd is really going to swell into the hundreds. Get up early, everybody, because they're starting early, 5 a.m., and there'll be a musical Hallel breakfast as well at the Alpine Marina, all in celebration of Rosh Chodesh. We have the link to join the updates, to join the chats for this group. We have all the information, etc. If you'd like any, and I think it's on our website also. Yeah, it's also on our website. Go to NachumSiegel.com/community-calendar, NachumSiegel.com/community-calendar. You will find it there. And, of course, if you need it, sent directly to your email. Nachum@NachumSiegel.com, Nachum@NachumSiegel.com. Nader, we always get an inspirational word from you. More significance that, you know, we're about to enter. You know, Tammuz brings the 3 weeks to us. It brings a certain very serious period of time to the worldwide Jewish community. Is that going to make Rosh Chodesh Tammuz's service a little bit more inspirational, you think?
I'm not sure, but you know, I look at Rosh Chodesh always as the first day of preparation for the month.
Right.
So whatever is going to be the main activity of the month, which of course, as you said, is the 17th of Tammuz. It's the beginning of the 3 weeks, and as you said so beautifully, a more serious time. So it leads to a little bit of a introspection. And to realizing, you know what? What are we going into? What are we preparing ourselves for? And the first day, the Rosh Chodesh, is usually the day you want to ask for everything that happens through the month, and you know, especially the beginning of the 17th and the 3 weeks. Yep. So it's a great time, and it's the first opportunity, of course, at NITS to start the preparations. Oh. So yes, every month has a certain beauty to it.
And there's another reason why people should hop aboard this weekend, because I'm assuming there won't be one for Av, correct?
Yeah, we usually don't have music, even though some halachic authorities allow it on Rosh Chodesh.
So, folks, this is a chance, a very good opportunity to go and be part of it. Shabbat, you heard in Englewood, again Sunday at the Alpine Marina. Nader Balor, kol hakavod to you. Have a wonderful 4th of July week and an even better Rosh Chodesh weekend. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Nachum, as always. And Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Anybody who needs information, either Nachum@NachumSiegel.com or it's literally on our website, go to NachumSiegel.com/community-calendar, NachumSiegel.com/community-calendar. I really should check that it's there, but hey, if Avrami's in charge, believe me, it's there. Yeah, it's there under July 5th. Under July 5th, Friday, it's there. So NachumSiegel.com/community-calendar. These Rosh Chodesh gatherings are making quite an impact, and I'm glad that we are able to feature them here at JM the Amp.